The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Flash Sports.
When your college football team talks to the right recruits, anything is possible. And the same is true for your business, because when you post a job for free, LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 810 million professionals to find the right people for your role. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down to the most qualified candidates so you can start hiring the right people. Go to linkedin.com/sports to post your job for free. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Hear Brett Favre exclusively on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every week this football season. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Can I have the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you created it. Yeah, since you created it.
So here, let me give Chewy's going to fall off his chair.
Productivity is important, but how can I be productive if I have this one little thing in my brain that I cannot get out? And that one little thing is a soft pretzel.
Like you're having chili. It
is your creation.
Oh my God.
That reaction was worth it.
Oh my God.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I wake up every morning in a bed that's too small, drive my daughter to a school that's too expensive, and then I go to work to a job for which I get paid too little. But on pretzel day, well, I like pretzel day.
Is there a hot dog one?
Like, this is just like a perfect...
You said there's a hot dog one?
I thought there might have been a hot dog
I'll
one,
try
but
the other one.
I made it up.
Yeah.
This is a perfect ratio. I don't know if that's what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, that's exactly the ratio. Somehow, like,
and we're not even dipping in the cheese. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, okay, well, I mean, the cheese is here. I don't
want to be rude. Hi, please tell me you have a sweet pretzel left.
We do.
Thank God.
Yeah, we have 18 different toppings.
Is there any way that you could do all...
The works, you got it.
All right.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running around, she wants to ride, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight, he ain't doing nothing but running.
Somebody knows something. Somebody saw something. Somebody other than Chewy. Somebody whose vision we can trust more than Chewy. We need somebody to corroborate Chewy's story. This morning, he's driving into work. Well, you know, you tell the story. You tell us what you saw.
I was driving in probably 10 till 6. Messing with the windshield wipers and the fluid and the defroster. And I'm looking in the distance. And I'm like, is that guy wearing women's bikini bottoms? And what gave it away are the ties on either side.
Oh, so it was just the bottoms. It wasn't the top
no!
as well?
No!
You have a t-shirt on?
No.
No t-shirt.
Sneakers and the bottom.
That's it?
That's it. I thought he was naked at first because
so
it was kind of like the color of his
skin. So it could have just been a banana hammock.
No, because it had the ties on either side.
Okay.
Right? Are those real ties?
Yeah.
So if you...
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
How are you just figuring that out?
I thought it was just kind of a look.
Design?
Yeah. Well, kind of cool. Huh?
Oh, boy. That's somebody out there saw something. Who else
poor
was
Angie,
out this morning?
I know you're going to try it on hers now. Next time you guys are in Florida.
My chin. Oh, it just hit the microphone. Look out, honey.
Oh my goodness. Somebody saw something. Somebody was up this morning when you were up driving into work. You said 10 to 6, Waukesha County area, and saw somebody.
Downtown Okotchi,
and saw somebody running, a man running in a women's bikini bottom.
Had to be a lost bet.
Maybe the person who lost the bet can call in and tell us that.
I mean, are women's underwear comfortable? Are bathing suits?
Are women's comfortable underwear? Are women's comfortable? Are women's underwear comfortable?
I think it depends on the underwear.
Are women's bikini bottoms comfortable?
depends on the bikini bottoms. You can get some very comfortable bikini bottoms. I will tell you this. The more children you have, the less comfortable the underwear becomes. Put that out there. It feels like every child I've had, they've become less and less comfortable. It's weird how that works biology-wise. Somebody out there, loyal listeners, 800-990-3776, did anybody else see a guy running in a bikini, in bikini bottoms this morning, and sneakers. Sneakers and a bikini bottom. You would remember it if you saw it. We just need somebody out there to corroborate Chewy's story because he's concerned that he made it up. You're fairly certain it was real.
I can't believe I didn't get a picture. That was...
I mean, this does seem like, because it's fantasy football season, it seems like a bet that you would have to pay off in order to, you know, if you finished last the previous season and now you got to pay that off before your fantasy football draft to make sure you still can draft the upcoming year.
But there were no time constraints.
Well, you just got to do it within the year, you know. So before the next fantasy football season, you got to pay off that bet.
But wouldn't you do it at night?
Well, isn't 6 a.m. before 6 a.m. sort of kind of night?
You could see.
Well, sure, but how many people are out? I think there's...
There weren't a lot.
Right, so that's the thing. Yeah. That's
seems
why they did it, right?
Pretty dangerous to be running in sneakers and bikini bottoms at night. You got nothing reflective.
I think his back hair was, there was a sheen to the back hair that I saw.
Some light hit it just
so
right.
Disturbing.
The back hair?
Thought it was Ashton.
Does Ashy have back hair? You're just guessing here.
I'm going to say that he does.
He's not a back hair guy.
Should we call him?
Yeah. Why? No, why would we do that to him? He puts up with us every other day. Let's let him have...
He's bored. He's on a nine-hour drive.
He is fine. He's
in
his
the left lane.
He's thinking about more food items that he can add to the menu for the Rot's Hots food truck.
We could get a car update.
I think we know what the car update is. Every time I'm like, and hold on, we're going to get a car update from Ashton. He's like, it's going to be short. He hasn't gotten it back yet, which we said is a good thing. He needs to celebrate that fact. The other thing that we do need to address is when Gabe is running this half marathon that he said he would never do for any amount of money, and then he was supposed to get back to us on how much money it would require for us to raise for the MAC fund for him to run the half marathon, which, by the way, is October 2nd, Gabe. So it is coming up pretty quick.
One. I found a different one that I would be able to do this year, but I can't do the second.
Okay.
So I did some blocking. I did some homework. It's up to you to, you know, bring it back up. I'm not going to voluntarily go, oh, by the way, this is what's going to take for me to run a half marathon.
Well, consider it brought up, Gabe.
Are you going to train?
I'm not going to do it cold and just go, oh, yeah. Going to run a half marathon today. No, you have to train for this thing.
Okay, so here's how it went down. We were talking about how I'm running the Milwaukee half marathon on October 2nd. And Gabe, as we were walking out of the studio, said, there isn't enough money in the world. And Jen said, oh, that sounds like a challenge. But since
Jen
we know
said, Gabe made a mistake.
Since we know Gabe isn't going to do it for himself, he will, however, do it for charity. We put a charitable element to it. So we said, how much money would we have to raise for the MAC fund in order to get you to run a half marathon? And then we gave it to you and said, you put your thinking cap on and you come up with a number. So what is your number for the MAC fund to run the half marathon?
So I decided it's got to be more than $5,000. Like, this is going to have to cost you a little bit. I thought about, like, pushing it up to 10, but then somebody on the old National Bank talk and text line suggested 13.1, since that's how long the half marathon is, 13.1 miles. You know, $13,100 seems like a fun number, but is that too much? Is that, I mean, looking at my other counsel here, away from Jen, like, is that too much money? Is that too much of an ask, Joshy? $13,100?
What do we got? A month and a half?
No, we've got, I mean,
well,
so
what
the one
is the
I
marathon
found,
you found?
It's in Shorewood, and I think it's like toward the end of October. So I've got, yeah, I mean, basically 2 months.
I think $13,000 is setting our sights a little bit high.
That's what I thought.
I think around the $5,000 to $7,500. The thing is, there's people in this audience that could pony up in just a second, which might run us into trouble, where if it's like, hey, guess what? It's taken care of now, Gabe. You're running a marathon.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, Jen knows a lot of these
marathon.
People. Yeah, like...
Just don't ask the girl that went out to dinner. She ain't giving a crap.
She only had an appetizer,
yeah,
Chew.
Yeah, I know.
Only paying for a quarter mile. That's all she'll do. So, yeah, that's...
$7,500?
Is that... is she going to hit that number too quickly? Like, I want to make, if I'm going to have to do the work of a marathon or a half marathon, I want Jen to do a little bit of work in order to raise the funds that it's required for me to run 13.1 miles.
Like, how long do you have to train for it? Like, are you running now, like, a couple times a week? How far do you got to run?
I think it depends on how well Gabe wants to do.
I want to survive.
Finish?
I want to survive. I want to be able to walk and still be able to play golf after I'm done with this thing. So the one that I found, it is the Hot Cider Hustle in Shorewood.
Oh, nice.
On October 22nd.
Nice.
All right. We'll go 13-1, but you have to wear a woman's bikini.
Yes, now okay. The negotiations are spicing up.
If you want to wear a women's bikini bottom, we're talking 50K.
Yeah. And Homer will run it with you naked.
I don't think they're going to allow him to do that in the city of Shorewood.
And are we
village,
trying to encourage Gabe to do it or discourage him from doing it? Because that would be a deal breaker for most people.
All right, so what? We're going eight? Does eight? Is that too much? Like, trying to find the happy medium here is what I've been struggling with. Although I know there are people. I saw my sister. I went to the Brewers game with her and her kid on Wednesday. She asked me, are you doing this and where can I donate money? So she definitely wants. There are people out there that want me to absolutely have to do this because they know how much I hate running.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, she's not tipping her hand at all. Like, I am really, what I'm scared about, Josh, is going $5,000 and she just like somehow has already raised the money.
The look I'm getting from Jen right now is there's a plot already been hatched. And it's just quite how far do we have to go? Because Gabe, you're running this, I think.
Oh, yeah, I have resigned to the fact that I am running this half marathon now that she remembered and brought it up again. It's just a matter of how much money can I get in the fight against childhood
cancer. I love
cancer.
That was the caveat, that Jen might forget. Like, Jen might forget. As though I am not myself training for a half marathon, and every time I go out for a run, I don't remember. In fact, it was last night that I was running that I opened up the rundown and put it in. Half marathon, Gabe.
Yeah, but I mean, this is like a week ago that we talked about this. You're busy. You're trying to build up these stories for college game day with college football season. You got, like, this is your incredibly busy time of the year. You got to get the kids ready for back to school. Like, I felt that was, I mean, not a high possibility, but it was the only possibility that existed of me getting out of this, is that you would become too busy and forget that we had talked about it on the show.
Party bus driver Joe, formerly taxi driver Joe, weighing in saying, what about $9,450, which is your radio show number, 94.5?
That's a blush.
That's okay. So that seems like a pretty happy medium, right?
Yeah. 94.5. We're raising $9,450 for the MAC fund, and Gabe is going to run a half marathon.
All right. Is that too much, or am I selling out too low?
Shoot for the moon.
I think that's a fair number.
Chew, you think that's a fair number?
Mm-hmm.
$9,450 going once. $9,450 going twice. $9,450 sold to Gabe Neitzel. We're raising $9,450 for the match.
Are you nervous?
Loyal listeners are going to come through.
I am very nervous.
This will be your first half marathon ever, right?
The furthest I ran was a 10K that I got tricked into. I was told it was a 5K. There was no 5K options. I ended up running a 10K. And that was a decade ago in Madison. That was like 2012.
This is good. I'm glad. Look at us following through, guys. Yep. Look at us finishing something, taking it to the finish line. Well, sort of.
This is you, again, prematurely calling something.
Half marathon, Gabe. Congratulations. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Don't forget, we've got the Week in Rechew coming up at the bottom of the hour. Get your dialing fingers ready, 800-990-3776. The Week in Rechew, that's our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy trivia contest. How well have you been listening to the show? How many times have you listened to the podcast? We'll find out coming up. Shoo.
There is no reason to pay a big commission to sell your home. Lake Country Flat Fee will provide the marketing service and expertise needed at an average savings of over 50% compared to a traditional 6% broker. Former realtors, mortgage professionals, and home builders work with Lake Country Flat Fee. These insiders know that the combination of experience, results, and savings is second to none at Lake Country Flat Fee. Learn more or schedule a free marketing analysis at lakecountryflatfee.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Are you guys at all amazed on the knowledge that is inside of my noggin?
You are wrong.
Look at Chewy.
Doesn't
bragging.
Matter. It's still knowledge.
I don't know knowledge if it counts
doesn't
as knowledge.
Have to be right.
There, put it on the poll.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Access to UFC exclusive pay-per-view events, access to award-winning 30 for 30, unprecedented live coverage from 35 PGA Tour events, including the one going on right now. Sound like something you want? Well, then you definitely want to get ESPN Plus, and you can bundle it with Disney Plus. Watch everything that Marvel Cinematic Universe, all those Star Wars movies, all the Disney Pixar movies, plus Rise, the story of Giannis and his journey to the NBA. Bundle those together and stream anytime, anywhere. Go to ESPNMilwaukeeBundle.com to learn more. ESPNMilwaukeeBundle.com.
Chew, what will you be paying more attention to tonight when the Packers take on the 49ers in preseason action, the offensive line or special teams?
I'm going to say O-line. I mean, if this is potentially the starting five for the beginning of the season, this is going to need a long, hard look. And I would be concerned. Very concerned. Now, I believe Tonyan is going to be on PUP. Elton Jenkins will be on PUP. It's just Bakhtiari. And I thought he said a ridge. I just spit on myself. Sorry.
Well, between that and saying pee-pee a minute ago,
I thought
a good 30 seconds.
I'm starting to think that original... that guy was a figment of your imagination, pal. Just drooling all over yourself
well,
over there.
Well, I'm glad that you bring that up, Gabe, because the loyal listeners have come through for us, okay? We said, anybody out there, somebody has seen something, somebody knows something, 800-990-3776. And in fact, Chew, unnamed in the 262, weighing in, saying this: I've lived in Okochee for 25 years. Chewy saw a real person. I've seen him for years. 60-ish-year-old
yes.
guy in a women's bikini and tennis shoes. Every morning, Chew will see it now more that you are looking for it. Does that make you feel good? Does that make you feel happy? Were you, that should make you
it
feel happy.
It might feel good, but here we go back to Holmgren.
The visualization.
I can't get it out of my head.
I mean, if it was a figment of his imagination, I think you'd feel more comfortable that, like, you're probably not going to take that route to work anymore now.
No, I got to. I mean, it is that entertaining.
Do you think you could get him on the show? You think you could ask him one of these mornings, pull over, and just be like, hey, I do a morning radio show. Clearly, you're up.
I'll give it a shot.
You're awake and got nothing better to do. We'd love to have you on to talk to you about why you do this.
Why does someone do that? They don't care. They don't know.
Yes, maybe.
It's very comfortable.
They don't know what.
What do we not know?
What do they not know? That people can see them?
He doesn't think it's a big deal. It might.
Yep. Clearly doesn't think it's a big deal.
No.
Otherwise, he wouldn't do it.
This is why we need him on the show, Chew. This is why we need to, next time you see him, you need to call, you need to pull over, you need to give him a business card and say, I do a morning radio show.
First, I'm going to snap the
picture. Wait, you think
picture.
He has a business card?
Yeah,
I'm going to snap the picture.
Went out on a limb.
But why does he do this? Because he can?
It is up to you to do some blocking and in some, you know, investigative journalism and find out why.
Yeah, I don't think it's that hard. I think you want to know. You're asking these questions. You want to know the answer to these questions. So the easiest way for us to get those answers is to seriously just ask him. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I'll wear some weird stuff sometimes that I may be like, that's really not me.
For example?
I used to wear an Affliction shirt looking like a complete tool. You know.
Yeah, you and Ryan
the adults that try to dress like their kids. Like, what are you doing? Like my bling jeans?
I want to see the picture.
I mean,
please.
This guy is wearing nothing else except shoes and a bikini.
If one of Angie's spies is listening, please put the bug in her ear that she needs to send our show the picture of chewing an Affliction t-shirt. I need that yesterday.
Affliction. I mean, how far? What will you guys wear? Obviously not going that far.
I mean, you're looking at it, pal. Like, this is what I typically wear.
crazy? Do you get crazy?
I think it depends. Like, I'm going to a party this weekend. It's a dress-up party. It's a theme party. So I had to find an outfit that is out of my comfort zone a little bit. But you do Halloween every year. Halloween's your big thing.
Yeah, but I don't wear it on April 14th. You know what I mean?
Good point.
Like, you guys will be freaked out. This is awesome.
I want to know the origin story. When was the first dipping your toe in, I'm going bikini? Did it start as a one piece? Did it go straight bikini? Was there a shirt at one time? These are all questions because...
Well, and here's the thing. This morning was a little chilly.
A little nippy, they might say.
And then how do you decide on the Brazilian? Ah, the thong just keeps crawling. You know, the full butt, that's, you know.
Too much coverage.
Is it good for sweat? Wicking away sweat? Does he know that, like, Under Armour exists?
Does he wash it?
The bathing suit?
Not everybody's like you, pal. I'm going to assume
I would think that women's bikini underwear aren't real supportive of the male junk.
I mean, they're not built for
Maybe
it.
Maybe he's not working with a lot.
He did have a boiler. Little bit of a boiler.
I don't know what that is. Can you say it on the... Oh, okay.
I was about to say, do you want to ask the follow-up question, Jen?
Well,
I couldn't look in the rearview mirror either because it was fogged up.
Oh.
I got to see a frontal shot. I mean, would that be weird for me to just wait on a street?
Yeah,
it's well within my right.
That would be weird for you to pull over and wait for the guy to run past.
I think you should do
it. So you could ask him some questions. Although, if we do want to get him on the show, that might be the easiest way to do it. You think he only does it Monday through Friday? You think you're SOL for Saturday and Sunday?
Put it well, the person who texted in that has lived in Okachi for 25 years, does he run on Saturday? Because if he runs tomorrow, I'm getting up.
Okay.
It's that good.
Unnamed in the 262. I'll send him a little note here saying, do you know the schedule?
He says
early mornings, not every morning is what I misread it earlier. It says early mornings. I thought it said every morning.
Like, I showed you the picture of
the
Chernobyl
planner.
Corn.
Yep.
It's not far off. Jen, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
The picture of Chernobyl?
You guys should get Chernobyl Corn on the show as well. If we're getting Bikini Guy... Why not?
Yeah, he swears a lot.
So do we.
Yeah.
More or less than Frank, because you want to have Frank on.
Yeah, that's true.
Which reminds me, guys, we are only a few weeks away from your buddy Brett Favre joining the show on Mondays. That's going to be exciting. Have you already started putting questions together? Do we know what direction we're going to go with the big guy first week?
It'll be much like what we do. I don't know where it's going to go.
The only blocks that he throws are accidental ones. You think 2 weeks before Brett Favre, his buddy, the reason Brett Favre is joining our show, you think he's preparing questions for this?
No, This is how I see it. The first segment will be football. Second segment, look out.
Football and free-for-all.
Yes.
I kind of assumed we'd get like one round of football questions each, and then it just kind of slip out of our fingers.
800-990-3776. Unnamed in the 262 weighing in saying he does, in fact, run on the weekends.
Okay.
This unnamed in the 262 has definitely given us some information, Shu. For starters, the person has definitely made it so that we don't think that this was concussion induced. This is now a real thing that you have really seen. It's not a hologram like Harry Carey at the Field of Dreams game. It's a real person. And I think now we got to get him on the show.
Okay.
So Chewy sees you running around Okachi, and you're wearing just women's bikini bottoms.
Am
I the only one who every time I say bikini bottoms, I think of SpongeBob? Am I the only one?
Yep.
That's not the first thing that crosses my mind. Now. See, the problem with Brett is I know the stories I'm going to try and get him to tell.
Yeah. He's got stories.
The stories he's going to tell about me. I know he's going to tell one.
Do you want to get out in front of it?
I mooned someone. We were all in the car, and it was a bad idea. That's all I'm saying.
I wish people at home could have seen your face as you were going through the mental gymnastics, the pros and cons of potentially telling this story.
We got to have Frank on, too. Not every Monday, because Frank has to be the arbiter.
So Frank's the most...
Because we're all going to have our own version of the story on how it went down because the word on the street is we used to have, you know, a beer or two every now and then. So his story is totally different than my story.
But Frank is going to be able to He's not going to pick sides. Frank is going to...
No, Frank will be fair.
Okay.
Didn't he have just as many beers as you dopes?
He's 300 and something pounds.
Took a couple more for him to get where you two were.
I know I've told you this before, but
I don't know if him coming on is a good idea. I'm just saying that right now.
Wait, Brett? Okay? We're a little far in here, bud.
That's all I'm saying.
You're the one who facilitated the whole thing. It's the one time you actually blocked on purpose.
But the more I thought about it, it's going to be interesting.
Freaking no regrets over here. Jeez. Have you guys been to St. Kate the Arts Hotel yet? If you're looking for the perfect place to host a private party or maybe celebrate a birthday or that big promotion, bring your group to the Dark Room. I can't say enough good things about the Dark Room. And yes, I always feel compelled to swing into a whisper when I talk about the Dark Room because it's a secret dining location inside of St. Kate. The Dark Room provides a swanky setting and it's nice and quiet and private for you to enjoy an intimate meal with just your favorite people. When you book an event in the Dark Room, you get the chance to work directly with St. Kate's dining team to create a custom menu for your celebration. That's right. You want to go vegan, vegetarian? They'll work with you. You love a particular thing they have on the menu, but not so fond of some other things? No problem at St. Kate's The Dark Room. Learn more about hosting your next big celebration at this very swanky secret setting, The Dark Room. For more information, just visit stkatearts.com, stkatearts.com for your next outing at St. Kate's The Art Hotel in The Dark Room.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Okay. You take your hose out right now and you the car. Now you've got an ice rink either in your garage or in your driveway.
If your hose is making that sound, Jen, like
call the doctor.
I was going to say plumber, but yes, the doctor.
Consult your doctor.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It is your cue to call our old National Bank talk and text line, 800-990-3776. We need a contestant for our week in Rachu. That's our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy trivia contest. And if you haven't gotten to listen to all the shows, that's all right. Some of them I feel like you can guess. Like, we're a little bit predictable, whether that's good or it's bad. Maybe it's comfortable, like a nice warm blanket, or maybe it's, you know, not so great because we toe that line every single day of will we or won't we be back on the air tomorrow. 800-990-3776. Looking for a contestant to play the week in Rechu right now. 800-990-3776. Lots of reaction rolling in, guys, as we wait for someone to call to play week in Rechu for this conversation about who needs to rectify the bill, right? Woman ordered $22 worth of stuff. Friends ordered significantly more. At the end of the meal, they're like, let's just split it, you know, because they've had a few drinks and it's probably just easier to have the server split it. Her total ended up being $84 compared to the $22 of things that she actually had. The question is, who needs to rectify this? The woman needs to speak up or the friends need to recognize? You guys will be surprised to realize that 70% of people right now are saying the friends need to recognize, but a lot of people are saying both. Ryan and McGuanago weighing in saying, if you wait for others to get things done, it will never get done, especially in today's world. You have to speak for yourself. So he's saying she needs to speak up for herself. Armin Sarian, our friend from Marquette, saying, if the girl speaks up, she risks some residual issues. I say the onus is on the friends not to burden her with that bill. Terrence weighing in saying, if I'm her, I throw my $26 on the table and I'm out. It's like, you guys figure out the rest. Oh, you're short? Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Mike weighing in saying, a little bit of both. She needs friends who don't expect to get subsidized like that, but also ones she's comfortable with saying, this is all I had, so this is what I'm putting in without the fear of criticism. Let us know what you think. 800-990-3776. And we need someone to call in and play Week in Rechu. You know, if we don't get a caller, we should just have Chewy play Week in Rechu. If we don't get a caller to call in,
how many
do
I get? I got to get three.
You got to get three.
Did she get roasted on Twitter or whatever she put it on?
So her mom put it on Twitter. I haven't seen the original tweet. I saw the repost on Instagram that Jen shared with us.
I think that was the original tweet that they just kind of screen grabbed and put on Instagram. But yes, it was posted on Twitter. I'm not sure what the reaction was overwhelmingly either to that. I just thought it was fascinating because, like you guys have been saying, in this day and age, there's just way too many options, way too many ways to make it fair. Here's, you know what I mean? Like, even if she paid the 84, they could Venmo her, you know, the money, the difference, and make it up to her, you know? Or she says, hey, or one person picks up the tab. That's the other thing that sometimes you do. One person picks up the whole tab and everybody Venmos them what they had, as opposed to, you know, cutting it up like a pizza.
Gabe, do you have Venmo?
I do.
Joshy, do you have Venmo?
Yes. Wait, okay. Gabe, since when did you get Venmo?
Yeah, I shouldn't have answered that way. Damn it.
You owe Joshy a little cabbage?
No. Way worse. Way worse. Now, people are going to be able to pay Gabe for things instead of him getting away with the karma math over there where he just thinks he just keeps collecting karma.
How long have you had a Venmo?
Who could say, really?
I don't.
I mean, I could go on your Venmo and probably make a good guess based on transactions on there. I will say this about Venmo. I private everything. Every single transaction on Venmo is private. You don't need to know when I'm paying my babysitter. You don't need to know when I'm getting my hair done. You don't need to know when I'm, you know what I mean? When I've purchased something and
private
went
to
halfsies.
Private to who, though?
Private. You can't see it.
So normally people, if you're on Venmo, I could see what you're...
A lot of people keep their... I don't understand why.
That is the
why.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's correct.
Yeah, but they don't realize, like... You know, they're like, they think it shows like, oh, look how social I am. I was out to dinner, right? Because you can see on the thing that on Friday they Venmo'd their pal $40 for, you know, dinner or some cute, you know, caption that they put on it. No, private everything. Everything's private. 800-990-3776. Still looking for a player for the Week in Rechew, which, of course, is the Week in Review. Questions about the show from this past week. Lots of people weighing in on the talk and text line. I'm surprised none of them want to play the Week in Rechew this morning. Chef Ed, Pete McGuanago, Party Bus Driver Joe, Justin and Middleton, Ron and the Key. All of these people weighing in within the last 15, 20 minutes on the talk and text line.
I'll play.
All right. Chewy's ready to go.
Okay, I guess we're going to do this.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Rechew.
All right, we will start at the beginning. Josh, you got the list back there? You want to read the questions?
I can do that.
Okay.
Monday, Ashton and Gabe had a bit of a disagreement.
What I'm trying to figure out is...
It's a little overrated. Can I just say that? Is that too far? Is that going too far?
That's going too far. If you are claiming something's overrated, you're usually out on it.
What was Ashton calling overrated? Chewy?
I have no idea.
This is going to be fantastic. This is going to be the best way to do
this. I literally have no idea.
If you were to take a guess, you would say...
Overrated?
Uh-huh.
You actually agree with him, and you believe this is overrated.
Hot dogs?
You think that Ashton, the owner of a food truck called Rot's Hots, with their signature events called the Rot Dog, thinks that hot dogs are overrated?
Okay, let me try again.
Alrighty. Well, this one's something you said, so let's see how you do there. I don't know if you'll be better off or worse off. On Monday, which city was Chewy talking about when he said it got worked by a volcano?
Oh, Pompeii.
Hey! Pompeii
was the city. It got worked like a fiddle.
Yeah. Look at us.
City got worked. I think there's a better way to describe the events.
I love it.
Have you been?
I have.
It's awesome.
It's so cool. It's really strange. It's just strange,
yeah.
Right? Like all of the things that are like...
The brothel? They had... It's like a menu.
Huh.
No, it's literally... And when's Pompeii? Like AD, BC, one of those, right?
You went to BC.
I know. But you go in there.
The brothel was the part that was most interesting to you? Not the people frozen in time because a volcano ran them over.
They had pictures of like, you want it like that? Like that? Like, I'm like, I've never seen that before.
Did you?
Never done that.
This is the only way we're playing this game ever again.
But it looks like caveman drawings, you know?
I mean, what do you expect?
Number three.
What was the show discussing when Chewy said this?
That's the name of a song by The Strokes. It's about the garage rock.
Strokes, meet me in the bathroom. Now I know why the cops were asking some peculiar questions. What's the question?
What were we discussing?
What was being discussed there?
Porn.
I mean, in your mind, maybe that's what we were discussing. That's not at all what the discussion was about. Nope.
Close.
We're getting closer. A little warmer.
I remember he was concerned that the coppers had his computer.
Yep.
And he was questioning him.
But there was something else with the computer.
His notebook? Crayons.
What is he? He's five?
He said he had crayons in his backpack.
It was the book in the backpack from Ashton's stolen car.
So
that was
close.
The name of the book.
What was
Meet
the name
me
of the
in
book?
The bathroom.
Meet Me in the Bathroom.
Ooh. Now it's coming together.
Yeah, we can tell. What team does Chewy and Jen kind of like prompting him to say this new phrase?
So instead of 3 and 14, I mean, they could have probably easily been 7 in the math.
First time Josh has heard that one.
That's a good point.
Is there a question?
What's the team?
What team?
Oh, Detroit.
Hey! All right. We got 2 out of 4.
That's
out of
pretty
four.
Good.
Can Chewy win week in Retro by getting the final question, Josh?
I sure hope so. On Thursday, the show tried what item that Chewy claimed was his idea?
The pretzel with chili, and it was my idea. It was totally my idea.
reaction was worth it, you guys.
Oh, my God.
So not only are you getting chili, like really good homemade chili, but it's our pretzel surrounding it.
This is exactly as I was hoping, you guys. This is amazing. You know, like the mouth sounds over there.
Is there a question?
No, you got it right.
You got it right.
I thought you were going to ask me the guy's name, the owner's name.
What is his name?
Brian.
Strike one.
Kevin.
Try again.
Mark.
You're Mark.
That's you, pal. I don't think you own that business. I mean, I know you're a philanthropist and like to invest in
places. I know
places.
You worked with them at Bobby?
Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Close. Yeah.
Oh, Mark, you had 2 of the 4 letters. That's a win. We're grading on a curve. That was actually fun. You know what? That's what we're doing from now on. So what we're doing from now on is we'll have a caller, and they can guess what over, under, or whether or not you're going to get it.
Yeah.
However, how many you're going to get, that's how we're going to do that from now on, because that was way more fun. You were here for all the segments. And you got 3 out of 5. How are our
loyal
listeners?
Barely got 3 out of 5.
Welcome to my brain. I need some haluska or whatever that stuff is.
Yep, that's exactly what
Hiawatha?
You need.
The Hiawatha.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. I have talked with Kevin. He's the founder and CEO of Mantality. And he started this company because, well, he just wasn't getting the answers that he wanted from. Because he was tired, groggy, just didn't feel like himself, didn't have the energy to get through his day. Turns out it was low testosterone, couldn't get the answers he wanted from his doctor, so now he has custom testosterone treatments for you if your testosterone levels are low. How do you find out? Well, you go to Mantality, get a blood panel done. They tell you if your testosterone levels are low, and if you'd like to continue with them, well, then they put together a custom testosterone plan for you. That's what I've done. I've got the custom plan. I go through my testosterone treatments each and every week, and now I've got that energy that I need to get through a long week. Check out LowTUSA.com. That's their website. Mantality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more at LowTUSA.com.
Here we go.
Attention, Milwaukee residents. You can't stop gas prices from going up, but you can make every gallon go farther. How do you do that? Well, with the Ewald Automotive Group, because they are your fuel economy expert. Each day you wait, you're burning extra fuel, wasting money. With the Fuel Economy Improvement Special at Ewald Automotive, you can get your max MPG for only $59. Yeah, can't even fill up your tank at that price. So don't wait. Schedule your appointment online now. Get that max MPG with the fuel economy special for $59 only at ewaldauto.com.
Metronome. Man, I'm up to something. So I've decided over the course of the show, Gabe, that I'm out on holograms.
Yeah, you should be.
But I wasn't sure. You know, you presented it to me this morning, and I was like, I don't know. It seems harmless. Like, what's the harm in a hologram? Now I do think it's a little harmogram.
So you didn't like Harry Caray last night.
And you would think that Harry Caray, the association with the Cubs, the association with my youth and all of that, that I would have been open to it. And I probably think that that's what the Fox executives were thinking as well when they were like, let's resurrect, essentially, Harry Caray for the Field of Dreams game that took place last night with the Cubs and the Reds. But it feels opportunistic. There's something dirty about it. It's like, because I wasn't out on, and here's where I was coming from this morning when you mentioned it, I wasn't out on the Prince hologram from several years ago. Remember when they had Prince hologram and performed some songs? And maybe it was just because it was from such a distance that it wasn't like as in your face. Because the in-your-face element of the Harry Caray hologram is, I think, what bothered me. I watched the clip. I didn't watch the game last night. But it was clear to me, guys, that they knew there was something a little creepy about it. They only showed him for 6 seconds of the entire song. The rest was, like, scenics and people in the crowd singing. So it is one of these, like, it just feels a little morally decrepit, honestly.
The answer here is easy as well. For what Fox wanted to do last night, I'm guessing the creation of that hologram was not cheap. You would probably know more about effects and that thing working in television, but I'm guessing the creation of Harry Caray to sing a minute and 20 second song is not cheap. I'm sure Major League Baseball has reels and reels and files upon files of Harry Caray singing the seventh inning stretch. You can just play one of those. I know they don't have the big old scoreboard, you know, at Field of Dreams, but
which is what they have done at Wrigley Field for years. Like, I don't know if they're still doing it. I know that they bring the celebrity singers in to do the seventh inning stretch, but when they can't nail someone down for that, they will just play the video of Harry singing the seventh inning stretch.
Seems pretty simple and a pretty cheap alternative, and you're not going to creep people out.
What I don't understand is the technology is clearly not there to the point where it's like believable that it's actually Harry Caray up there. So you're watching a weird like Pixar version of Harry Caray singing a booth, all the other booths. It feels uncomfortable, and I'm not sure who agreed to holograms. Well, who was like, this is a good idea?
Yeah. Well, and I also think like there's something about like if someone is alive but can't make it to something, I could see you filming them and then turning that into a hologram. I'm a little bit better on that. I'm a little bit okayer with that. But when someone has passed away, it just feels like you're taking advantage of the memories that that person created when they were here so that the audience taps into nostalgia and then they have that warm, fuzzy feeling that goes along with that. So again, to me, it feels an opportunistic isn't the word, but it feels what? There's a word there that I'm not finding that's frustrating.
Exploitative?
It feels exploitive.
It really is. Like, for the same reason that you shouldn't have done this, is the same reason why, if you're Fox, I mean, I'm sure it would have taken way too much time because he recently passed, but like, if next year they decide to have a Vin Scully hologram do some sort of intro for the Field of Dreams game, that's just going to feel wrong.
But let me just play marketing devil's advocate here. Harry Caray was trending on Twitter. I believe it still is this morning. Did it work from a marketing standpoint? Does this go back to the old, well, no buzz is bad buzz type of thing? I mean, people were talking about the Hall of Fame game, probably more so than they would have been otherwise, because the hologram got such bad reviews.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about it now. That doesn't help Fox with any sort of, you know, money that they're trying to recoup from that game of having an actually televised game on a Thursday night, which they typically don't do. But I just don't think that I hope they take this feedback and go, okay, let's not do this. And even if they get the technology down where the hologram looks better, I don't know if that's going to make it better. I feel like it's going to make it more creepy.
You're saying if the technology gets better to where you're like, you can't tell the difference?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I almost would rather it be, ooh, it's kind of pixelated. It's clearly not a person than I can't tell if that's a real person or not, even though I know that Harry Caray has been dead for 2 decades.
It just so much looks like a video game, right? Like, it's pretty good. Hey, for a video game, great graphics. For just placing someone in the middle of a press box to sing the seventh inning stretch, who's in on that? Like, and who's approving these ideas? That's always the amazing thing to me about bad ideas, is that someone comes up with it and then someone above them goes, yeah, that's
what,
a great
another
idea.
Part I don't understand is, like, what's the best outcome of having that hologram there? Because, like, you're showing off technology. Like, what am I supposed to feel? Because when I see it, all I feel is, this is weird.
What, do you also feel a tinge of sadness that correct. That person is no longer right. with us? Right? Isn't there that element of like, gosh, Harry Carey was so great for the game and obviously an icon, and people identify the Chicago Cubs, which were a terrible, terrible team for all those years, but at least they had Harry Carey, you know, the voice of that squad, and he's no longer here. Right. And I do think like there is something of like, I don't know if you necessarily want to be tapping into, hey, how fragile is more, you know, your humanity? How fragile is it? Super fragile. That sounded like the Mary Poppins word.
Feels like a good way to end the show.
Super fragilistic expialidocious. I know I forgot the Cala. We asked you earlier this morning if Craig Karmazin has a life, and I appreciate that 73% of you say no, he doesn't have a life. So he'll be watching the game right alongside the rest of us who don't have a life tonight on NBC. Gabe is running a half marathon. That's about the best news I got for you coming out of today's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy show. Son and y'all are going to have to open up your pocketbooks to make it happen. Thanks for listening to the show. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee, and there's a pretty good chance that we'll be back on Monday, but you never know.